Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, beat buzzing with you today. More with Ross Wilson of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association right after this.
This is Brett Morris for Morse Land Dairy. Protecting the environment has become a trendy buzzword, but on my dairy farm, it's been our way of life for as long as I can remember. As a dairy producer, I know how hard we work to help to protect the environment. I see firsthand every day how water is reused and recycled for various processes on the dairy. You know, composting manure to enrich our soil, collecting and reusing water on crops have been in practice on dairy farms for years. On many dairy farms, water is recycled and reused 4 or 5 times. Every dairy farmer I know looks for new ways to improve their operation and protect the environment. Dairy farmers use the latest research and technology to remain sustainable. You can discover more about dairy farming at dairymax.org. I think you will be amazed how efficient modern dairy farms are and how dedicated our farmers are to protecting the environment. Again, that's dairymax.org.
Working for you, dairy farmers from your hometown.
People that are supportive of the so-called GIPSA marketing rule for livestock say it's needed to keep competition in the livestock marketing business and to help the little guy. Those that are opposing the rule say that it's invasive, that it's the most sweeping change of rules for the livestock industry in as much as 100 years. Ross Wilson is the chief executive officer of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association. We asked him in Fort Collins this last week at the workshop on livestock market competition held by DOJ and the U.S. Department of Agriculture, if this rule does come about, what does it mean for his feedlot members?
A shift in the landscape will happen over time. I don't think there'll be anything that happens immediately overnight. However, I think based on conversations we've heard and comments that we've heard publicly, comments at these meetings, I think you'll see the packers move fairly quickly, not overnight, but fairly quickly to reduce risk. And that's a legal exposure, a risk of legal exposure, and the anticipated lawsuits that we believe that trial attorneys are going to line up to start implementing. And also the uncertainty and unknown about how GIPSA will actually further interpret, since their rule, the writing is very vague, and enforce the rule. So you'll see people start to pull back in anticipation or unknown expectation of what the enforcement activity will be, which will directly, bottom line to your question, directly impact the ability of people to participate in any of these alternative marketing agreements, whether it be forward contracts or supply chain agreements that have become so popular to try to get true value for their animals.
Top hired hand of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, Ross Wilson, talking about the GIPSA rule as proposed by USDA. Now, along the way, we've been able to assemble quite a list of links and other information in regards to the GIPSA rule, pro and con, and we have it all compiled in basically one web page that you can access on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Go to our website. On the left-hand column, you'll see the graphic that says Read the Rule. It's right there, right under the list of various key buttons. Read the Rule. Click there, and you'll go to a site that's got a link for the actual rule itself you can read, how you can respond and make comments to USDA between now and November 22nd, as well as a lot of the information, pro and con, that we've gotten from the industry, interviews that we've done and the like, about the so-called GIPSA rule. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Mark your calendar for the fall event at Radcliffe Ranches, coming up Saturday, September 18th at the ranch, Vanita, Oklahoma. The sale starts at 10:30 a.m. and is for one day only. Selling over 1,000 head, including 110 range-ready bulls, 300 registered Angus Young mature cows, and 40 elite open semi-Angus and Angus heifer calves. For a sale book, call 918-256-5561 or go to RadcliffeRanches.com. Don't miss the fall event at Radcliffe Ranches, September 18th at the ranch in Vanita, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.